This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Sign. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you have spent, will continue to spend with us. The, man, it's just, there's so many stories, so many things that I can get on. You know, one of the stories we're going to do here shortly, another Dem bites the dust. And when I say that, what I mean is it in the DNA? I mean, when you really look at the numbers, when you line them up, more and more of the of Democrats, powerful Democrats or Democrats that are in office, seem to feel that sexual assault is an okay thing to do. And I think it's because it's the attitude that I keep telling you that they have. They know better than us. They know what's better for us. And you can't tell them anything. That's a heck of a place to see yourself or feel yourself. I'm so important. I'm so smart. I'm so important. It's all about me. So therefore, you have to do what I say, how I say, and when I say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for listening and being part of and telling your friends. Tell your friends about the show. The more numbers we have, the more sponsors we get. The more sponsors we get, the less you have to listen to those commercials during the break. Okay? Just saying, for you guys to complain. Although we do believe in capitalism, that's always good. And then head up to the website, realside.com. You can buy the coffee cup, the shirts, the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Now, we talk about all the nasty things, and people need to go to jail for the things that they've done to women. The whole Me Too movement. I'll tell you what I find interesting. How come Bill has not gone to jail? How come Bill hasn't been called on the carpet? How come Bill hasn't been, I won't say be held up on a pedestal, because that's not what I mean. But I mean, just held out there for everybody to see and go down. The women that he raped, and what he did to them, and how he assaulted them. When I look at how much the liberals get away with when it comes to that stuff, I'm sorry, is Harvey in jail yet? Do we find out whether he's in jail yet?
I'll check.
Yeah, please. You want to talk about white privilege? See, the one word missing out of what when you always talk about white privilege, it's truly liberal white privilege. That's what drives us. It's liberal white privilege. So, go down the list of who gets away with what and how often. Look at how they're screaming about what Republicans are doing or not doing and never said a word when the Democrats did the same things. I go down the whole list, but you guys already know this. You've already been around long enough to know this stuff. So as I keep saying, it's not a double standard at all. It is a total control issue. It's not a double standard that they want, they want this better than you, or they want more of these than you. It's I'm entitled to this, and I will, see, it's a control thing. I will tell you what you can have, and what you can't have. What's right for you and what's not right for you. I will decide what's righteous for what group. Like this, oh, come on, really? Oh, there you go. The New York Attorney General, the Democrat now accused of violence against women and drug abuse, he's now resigned. But this is not new. This goes back to what I've always said. They knew what he was doing. They've known what he's doing. The people around him knew what he was doing. The people he worked for knew what he was doing. But they want the power. Right? I mean, come on. Honestly, they want the power. They want to be with those powerful people. They want to be in the know with those people. Right? It's sad. It's disgusting and it's sad. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly, truly, truly appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced his resignation on Monday, hours after New York Magazine published allegations of physical abuse and controlling behavior by four women who had romantic relationships or encounters with him. He went on to say, it's been my great honor and privilege to serve as Attorney General for the people of the state of New York and to have the ability to sexually assault as many as I can that worked for me. You know, think about this. Think about the position that he's in. You talk about the real dog, the real animal. He is the Attorney General for the state of New York. Who is going to believe those women? Unless they come out in a big, solid group, and witnesses are willing to come out around them. Come on. I mean, the Me Too movement is a joke if those people around them aren't stepping up to it. I mean, I would love to see what this guy's, you know, if we had the staff, I'd send somebody loose on it. I want to know his comments that he made about Me Too. I want to know the comments that he made about Weinstein. I want to know if he was hiding under his desk when all this came to light. Or whether he said, "Oh yes, this is a terrible thing. We have to get these people off the streets." Now the allegations in the last several hours, he said, serious allegations which I strongly contest have been made against me. While these allegations are unrelated to my professional conduct, I'm sorry, as the Attorney General, the top law officer in the state. The one that's supposed to be upholding the law, protecting the law, and you're breaking it, and you're saying it has nothing to do with your job? Yeah. Wow. Little sickness, little mold between the ears, maybe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay Heating Pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I like it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and just really, seriously. I mean, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really appreciate the time that you're spending, being involved, being engaged. You know, it's funny, somebody I know just sent me some information that I thought was kind of interesting. You know, we complain about what happens to us on Facebook and other places. And somebody I know just started a new group. And it's a very conservative group. I mean, extremely conservative. And they've already had 56 complaints to Facebook, in essence. about the content. And the content is nothing more than very strong, not over the top, but very strong conservative, I don't know, you want to call it right wing, whatever you want to call it, very strong conservative articles. And the reason I even say anything at all is because they also sent me a link. You know, we're doing a story about the New York AG who's had to resign. And why did he resign? Anybody? Were you paying attention? I mean, seriously. Because he assaulted, verbally assaulted, all kinds of things to four different women. Right? Now, this is the guy, I find out during the break, this guy actually took on Weinstein, called him out for being an abuser. Anybody find that hypocritical? And this is how they think. It's okay for them to do it. It's just not okay for anybody else to do it. He's been accused of a wide range of things, from hitting and choking women without their consent. Uh-oh. I mean, drugging some of these women? Seriously. I mean, all right. One of you sent me an article, another article, on him, where one of his accusers says, he called me his brown slave, and he would slap me until I called him master. Just that accusation alone, if he was a Republican, you know what they would be saying? Anybody, come on, somebody put the words in my mouth. Here's what they would be saying. That's because Trump has made it okay to abuse women. With that whole grabbing of the private parts, Trump has done this. That's what they would be saying. Right? State Attorney General Eric Schneider called his Sri Lankan girlfriend his brown slave. He wanted her to refer to him as his master. God. This Harvard-educated activist and writer, Tanya Selvartian, she said that her year-long affair with Schneiderman was a fairy tale that became a nightmare, and it quickly escalated to violence in the bedroom. She said he even followed her around sometimes begging her for a threesome. Oh, God. And these are the people that want to tell us, teach us what a moral compass is all about, what right and wrong is. It's amazing how most of these people are living dual, gruesome lives. Right? She said, it was at first as if he was just simply testing me. Then I got stronger and harder, and it wasn't consensual. This wasn't sexual play acting. This was real abuse. He was demeaning me. He was threatening me. She said, as the violence grew, so did his sexual demands. Sick. It's sick. It is a sickness. He was obsessed with having a threesome. And I said, it was my job to find a woman. Oh, he said it was my job to find a woman. He said he'd have nothing to look forward to if I didn't. And he would hit me until I agreed. I mean, seriously, think about it. Now, see, again, right now, these are only allegations. I get that. And I'm not saying you shouldn't believe her or should believe her. They're still just allegations. We've seen this happen before. Right? And he's contesting the allegations. But I'm telling you, if this was the other way around, you can only imagine what this would be like. She said the abuse increased until he was not only slapping me, but he was spitting on me and choking me at the same time. He was cutting off my ability to breathe. Soon we could rarely have sex without him beating me. The attorney general was often fueled by booze, she said. And he pushed me to drink, too. This goes on. It gets pretty gross. But again, I say, these are the people that want us to believe that they have the moral compass for us, that they know what's best for us, right? He went after Harvey. Why would he go after Harvey Weinstein? Just except, unless he was just trying to make himself look good. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, being part of the conversation, being part of the process. You got to be part of the process. You know, and again, the left goes on to one. They just love to slap the Catholics. Well, actually, they love to slap anybody around who's got any kind of religious belief whatsoever. I don't. Does it, you think it makes them feel more powerful? You know, they say that about men who slap around their women. Makes them feel good about themselves. Makes them feel powerful. You think that's what's going on here at the annual Met Gala? It's a chance for Hollywood elite to come to New York City and show off some of the most opulent fashions of the season. In 2018, however, the stars pushed the envelope, trying to be on the event's Heavenly Bodies fashion and the Catholic imagination theme. The event showcased an exhibition of items from the Vatican, other Catholic-inspired artistic items. To keep up with what the stars would be seeing inside the ultra-private event, they were asked to arrive in garb that showcased the imagination of the Catholic Church. However, some stars really took it a tad too far. Maybe even in bad taste. Talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. Ow. 5563. You know, some people say that I'm moving around a lot. The chair, first of all, this chair seems to have, I don't know if it's possessed or what, but it starts to roll on its own. And then I'm chasing the mic or the chair. I know nobody really cares, but I don't want you to think that there's ants on the chair. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, because I so much appreciate the time that you do spend with us. I appreciate the time that you take to write me or talk with me or send me notes after the show. Feel free to send me notes during the show. It's okay. Tammy can read them and help me out with them. You know, it's just, there's so much going on. It is so hard to keep up with all the news on it's coming forward. And all of it's about, you know, again, back to white privilege. They just won't stop. You know, I told you earlier about George Washington University and what they're screaming about. Which I don't, you know, again, you go there, you know what it says, you know what the school is about. And you think you're going to go there and change it. Don't you go to school to learn how to do stuff? Why do you always go to school and think that the first thing you have to do is change everything in the school that you just don't like? It'd be really cool if you guys could just do the right thing, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Students are petitioning to eliminate that offensive colonial mascot. Yeah, so 200 of Georgetown Washington University students, they've signed a petition calling on the school to adopt a new mascot and nickname, saying the current Colonials has too deep a connection to colonization. I'm kind of confused.
Isn't that what we did?
That's what I thought. I really did. I thought, apparently, we weren't colonies before we came together. I mean, this is what I've been trying to tell you, that the craziness of these groups that simply want to wipe out history because they don't like it. Does it make him feel good?
Well, you're not always going to feel good.
Deal with it. And you can't change it by wiping it up because the history is still there. You think by hiding your head in the sand, by scrubbing your brain from some of these things, that it goes away somehow? The mascot was adopted back in 1926 to honor the school's namesake, George Washington. It's references to that colonial America. But opponents say that it glorifies the act of systemic oppression, because that's what the United States is all about. We oppress everybody that comes here. Well, except for white people, right? I mean, we've all got privilege. Just go up and down the Appalachian Trail. You're going to see all that white privilege in those houses that have fallen apart. You'll see all that white privilege going on there. This is just craziness. This is truly, and you are allowing this to happen. And you know, when I say you, you know who I'm talking to. You know, if you're sending your kids to this university, stop. If you're supporting some of these universities going through this craziness through donations you're making, stop. Because what you're saying when you make the donation, see, here's what I would do. If I had the money and I was making donations to these places, my next checks would be for a dollar to force the phone call. Mr. Messina, you usually send us $10,000 a year. You must have made a mistake this year. You sent a dollar. No. Actually, I decided that's about what your education system is worth. Was a buck. That's it. And maybe not even that much, but I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. And this is why. And I would do that with every one of them. And that's what you need to do, because the money is what hurts. They say, they're here for the students and they're trying to teach them. No. Once that money goes away, all of a sudden it ain't for the students anymore. Now they're begging. They want it back. You know, the use of colonials, no matter how innocent the intention, is received as extremely offensive, but not only by students of the university, but by the nation and the world at large. It's not true. Now, yes, there are countries that were colonized by the Brits. They were colonized by America or whatever, or the U.S. Yesterday's news. The colonials, this group, was a direct reference to the colonies. What, are we going to rename that too next? Because we don't want them feeling bad about early American history? We'll rename that too? The use of colonials, no matter how innocent the intention is received, is extremely offensive. Only if you want to be offended by it. Really. You know, it's an Italian. Some of the worst terms. Dago. Wop. Guinea. Greaseball. Those are all terms I heard growing up. And after a while, you start realizing, you know what? A, they're just words. Don't tell me words hurt, because they only hurt you as deeply as you let them. You know, you turn around and look at somebody who uses a term like that, there's two things going on. One is, they are extremely ignorant, and they don't understand. They don't know the meaning of the word. Or B, they're just working at overtime being mean and nasty and hateful. Now, if they're working overtime at being mean, nasty, and hateful, then they're just not worth your time. Really, I mean, hateful people, you can't turn them around. You're not going to change them. I mean, unless God takes you by the hand and puts you in their hand and says, here, I want you guys to work this out. Hateful people are just like that. They're not going to stop. Now, somebody being ignorant, not knowing, maybe not in that moment, but in a moment, you say, hey, dude, you know, the other day you called me a guinea. Do you know what that actually means? And then you fix it. And then you do it in a civil way. The writer goes on to say that the historically negatively charged figure of colonials has too deep a connection to colonization and glorifies the act of oppression. The petitioner's argument suggests that maybe an alternative nickname recommendations include the hippos, the revolutionaries, the river horses. I mean, seriously, if they get rid of every single reference or, I don't even know the word to use, but if they get rid of everything that has to do with I don't know, slave owners? Or, I mean, almost every one of our founding fathers would have to be taken out of a book somewhere. What are you going to do? Are you going to white out all their names on the Declaration of Independence? Or the Constitution? Anything that refers to, you know, if you'd sit down and actually do your homework, if somebody would actually sit down, if a conservative professor would actually go to work at a college teaching history, you would find out the majority of our founding fathers were not for slavery. Do your homework. They were not for slavery. And if you want to have an open, honest dialogue about it, then we can. But very few people want to. Their conversation always starts off with, well, if they wanted to end slavery, they just would have. Well, do you know that they tried to a couple times? And under the King of England, when they signed petitions or when they signed resolutions to get rid of it, the king said, no, you will have it. There's more to it than that, obviously. And then the fight went on to make it happen. I'm just trying to get you to see, for real, what it was all about. It wasn't a bunch of old white guys that sat around and said, you know what, we got slaves, we need slaves, and too bad it falls on the black people. It's not how it went down at all. Other advocates of the petition claim that without the change to its mascot, the university is supporting colonization. In their local newspaper, there was an op-ed. Said, for instance, student Aljandra Velasquez complained that we are implicitly supporting colonization, not just in sports games, but in any school event where the mascot appears. She goes on to say that's hypocritical for the George Washington colonial mascot to attend university events like the Chinese New Year parade. Why are we having a Chinese New Year parade to begin with? Isn't that cultural appropriation? I'm Joe Bacini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
I'm Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure. We're getting time to spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I think that's Meatloaf. Was that Meatloaf? I know you like you would know. I think that was Meatloaf. I'm sure somebody in the chat room will know, though, right? I mean, seriously. What?
Much I know.
God bless America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I mean, I appreciate the time that you get involved, you get engaged, you try to get engaged. So, you know, reaching out, doing what you do. You know, it's a big deal to stay engaged and stay involved. Oh, this California thing is just making me nuts. You know, the California Republicans just had their convention. They walked away with no endorsement for governor. Isn't that wonderful? They couldn't even come together on an endorsement for governor. This is why we're going to lose this. Anyway, back to the George Washington story. And the wonderfully well-informed students at George Washington University that think the colonial, or the colonial's name, has some kind of global implication to it. That everybody's going to hate George Washington University, or it's very uncomfortable because, you know, when you talk about colonialism, you think of them taking over. You think of how they colonized so many countries, not just the U.S., but the Brits. Because that's exactly... See, it shows that they don't do any homework on their own university. And now they're saying it really doesn't matter what the meaning is, right? Because it's perceived meaning is something else. Well, if your perceived meaning is that the colonials at George Washington University represents oppression around the world, then I have one label for you. Moron. Really that simple. I don't care. I've gotten to the point now where we need to start calling this stuff out for real. You went there knowing that was the name of the mascot. You went there knowing what the school stands for. You went there knowing about George Washington. Here's one for you. You little hypocrites there that want to take away this mascot because it represents colonialism and how George Washington owned slaves and that's bad too. You gave them your money. You're paying to perpetuate the thought of slavery, the thought of oppression. Good for you. We want to thank you for that donation you made because you obviously are not getting no education. You're just there hanging out. God, you know, what I used to say to my kids? There's a whole world out there past your elbows, and it's a real world. I love it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just totally being, you know, part of it. The reason I give this stuff, you just got to start going down the road and go, okay, this means nothing, this means nothing, this means nothing. Right? You got a petition now at LSU because the LSU Tigers mascot is a symbol of white oppression. Tigers now is a symbol of white oppression. How exciting is that? Then at SDSU, the Aztec mascot survives cultural appropriation complaints because the school went, go find someplace else to go. God. We are like 47th or 48th in the world when it comes to, you know, our colleges and universities. And the only thing we're encouraging these kids, and I mean these kids, to do is to fight over mascots. Are we serious? And some of you are okay with this, I'm sure. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you do get involved in the conversation. Nope. You know what? I never finished the Catholic thing. I went off on a tangent, right? You really need to put a leash on me. Seriously. So, I want to get back to it real quick, because I don't want to run out of time, and I just want to show you the hypocrisy. They hold nothing sacred. So, the Met Gala's 2018 Catholic Church theme, right, this was not to make fun of the Catholics. Whether you agree with them or not, this was not a time to make fun of them. Right? The showcase was there, the show items from the Vatican and other Catholic-inspired artistic type of items. Stars like Katy Perry and Rihanna and Sarah Jessica Parker, Andy Cohen, they all arrived in these over-the-top looks, somewhat making fun of Catholicism. Now, Rihanna kicked off the night, arriving first in a short... I wish I could do the thing with the, you know, with the microphone, but I can't. Rihanna kicked off the night. She arrived first in a short white skirt and a hat similar to the one worn by the Pope. They don't even know what to call it. Perry arrived soon after, dressed in an angel wings, and posed for photos on the red carpet, kneeling in a prayer position, making fun of us who pray. Parker and Cohen arrived together in matching gold with a Sex and the City star adorned in Sacred Hearts. Because nothing says the Sacred Heart of Jesus like Sex and the City. The Lady Bird director of Greta Gerwig's Turned heads again in a thick and bloated outfit inspired by the typical garb a nun would wear. Now, what's really, all right, I never knew. Oh, yes, we had large nuns, don't get me wrong. Well, the nuns that taught me were not large women. They weren't thin, but they weren't thick like this. Why is he making fun of nuns? Why is she making fun of women that dedicate their life to other humans? See, this is the hypocrisy of Hollywood. They think they're for others. They think they're doing a noble cause as they put millions of dollars into their own pockets and they live in these mansions all by themselves with gates and armed guards around them. They're just so full of themselves. And yet these nuns, a lot of these nuns, they give up their lives for one thing, for the love of Christ. They give up their lives to teach and train kids, to take care of the sick and elderly. Look around the hospitals. Look around, all around the world, and you'll see nuns doing these jobs that nobody else will want to do. And the best the Hollywood people can do is make fun of them. Of nuns especially. You want to make fun of priests? I'm okay with that. Whatever. But don't make fun of these nuns. It just isn't right. I mean, nothing is sacred to them anymore. There are no boundaries for them. Absolutely none. And the proof that they have no boundaries is they had to come up with a Me Too movement to cover all their past sins. Yes, their past sins. The women who allowed this to happen are just as guilty as the men who made it happen. Because if they had got up screaming, if they had got up and made noise and put their careers on the line, enough of them came together, guess what would have happened? You would have stopped these dogs like Weinstein. While these stars stood out among the cavalcade of celebrities supporting the theme, the red carpet event was rife with crosses, rosary beads, and other religious imagery. It's all designed to turn heads and specifically to be provocative. You know, while the theme was meant to be a little controversial, many were quick to note how offensive they found the entire theme. I mean, think about something here. You got people, you got people out there that, look, I don't subscribe to Catholicism anymore. All right. I mean, I grew up in a Catholic church. I had a great, as some of you know about my story, I had a great experience in a Catholic church. I didn't have any of those things happen to me. I don't think it runs as rampant as some would like you to believe. But I'm not a Catholic anymore. But I appreciate what they give up. I appreciate what most of them want to do. I appreciated why some of them went in and became a priest or a nun. And this is the best we can do. Right? Make fun of them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. And yes, if you just tuned in for the first time, these are the kind of things we talk about. I can talk about politics. I can talk about Obama. I can tell you what they're doing on the Hill. I can do all that. But you know what? There's 3,000 other stations doing that. 3,000 other shows. There's a lot of other distractions going out there keeping us from getting to the real point. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thank you. Really, seriously. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great and safe rest of the day.